Do you believe that after the rapture that someone can get on their knees and ask the Lord to save them? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Speaking of the second coming, the Bible tells us, then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of the earth coming with power and great glory. In Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, speaking of the second coming, it says, then that wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. When Christ comes and the saints are raptured up to meet him in the air, the wicked who are alive and remain on earth are destroyed by the brightness of his coming. That's why it says in Revelation that all the rich men throw their gold and silver to the rats and the bats and the moles, and they call for the rocks and mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne, for the great day of his wrath has come. Now, I know that may seem like a surprise to some listening, because people who believe in the post or pre-tribulation rapture,
yes,
they believe that there'll be a second chance after Jesus comes.
Yes.
This is one reason I think it is so important for folks to understand this, is because that idea that a person can repent and accept the Lord if their, you know, spouse is a Christian and they're raptured up, they say, hey, I guess it's true, I better get serious.
Yeah.
That's not safe, because when Jesus comes, it's closing time for everybody. The party's over. There's no second chance. And so now, today, Christ says over and over through the Bible, if you hear his voice, this is the time to respond. If we wait until we see him coming, it's too late. It will be like, John, back in the days of Noah, the people who said, I'm waiting for the rain to start before I get on the ark, it was too late then, because the door of the ark closed 7 days before the rain began.
Yeah, except for the righteous, which
the
was
ones
Noah.
That's right. They made a decision before the rain came to get on the boat. And if we are going to be saved, we must make a decision before Jesus comes to believe in him.
So,
that's why Christ said, blessed are those who believe without seeing.
Do you believe in the the rapture, then the 7 year tribulation?
Well, I do believe there's a tribulation. The Bible does not use the phrase seven year tribulation, is not found anywhere in the Bible. And I invite
you. Well, it has the days, the number of the days on it.
Yeah, well, I believe there's a tribulation. I'm not saying how long it is. I'm just saying it's a misconception when everyone says it's going to be 7 years.
Oh, I thought it gives the days.
No.
How many days it was.
The Bible doesn't specify. Matter of fact, I'm more inclined to believe it's 3.5 years, like it was in the days of Elijah, the famine. And when Christ preached, there are 3.5 years of rejection, and Revelation speaks of 1,260 days of persecution. That's 3.5 Jewish years. So I'm more inclined to believe it's going to be 3.5 years than seven. There's no phrase anywhere in the Bible that says 7 year tribulation. I invite anybody to call me and show it to me.
Where do people get that from? Weeks when it talks about Daniel.
Daniel, they get that from Daniel chapter 9, the 490 day prophecy. The last week, they assume, is a week of tribulation. But that's a whole other study, and we have a study on that, David, that we'll send to anybody who asks.
John.
No, I'm telling David, who's in the studio here.
Oh, okay,
here with me, John.
I'm sorry. Okay.
David's going to give you that phone number.
Okay.
It's a study that's called God Drew the Plans, and it deals with the 490-year prophecy. Well, actually, I think it's God sets a date for the judgment. God sets a date for the judgment. If you call this number, John, we'll send it to you for free.
That's right, John. The number is, you get your pencil ready?
Yeah, I got it ready.
800, a free call, 835-6747, and that study is God Sets a Date for the Judgment. Okay.
All right, I got it.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right, thank you.